Rishami Shvi is Daf Vav. So we had yesterday's Mishnah discussed the difference between trees, mature trees, ilanos, or natio saplings, nageya to the ability to, if they're close together, how much do you need to be able to be plow a entire base saw until Shavuos. So we had the difference of Chalukim. The Gemara now continues in discussion of the Mishnah. What about if there's no difference between the saplings, between the teos and the ilanos, negate to what they produce as far as the halakos of separation, as far as the halakos of what makes a sadish al ilan. So the Gemara says, Tani, we learned in a brisa, nitiyo me'ein eser. If the Gemara says, if a nitiyo is me'ein eser, which means that the even if it's that's the tia that Rosh Maslow explains that it has the it produces the amount of peros that would be like an elon, even though it's still a it's still only a sapling, still only a small tree, but it has the maturity, it has the ability to bring out things like an ilanos, like a tree. So the question is, how much space do you have there? Not to main eser. If a person, if the natia is main eser, if the turnus kalachi is main eser, still is considered only besa. You still only have the halacha of still only considered a natia, which means you have to have 10 in order to be able to get the plow and the besa. We don't give the fact that it produces a lot more. It doesn't make a difference. We still only allow. It has to be 10 in order to be able to be considered, like the Mishnah says, to be able to plow a base up. What's going to be in Shalosh? And if you have a sakena, a regular tree, an old tree, but doesn't produce really very much, still the halakha is the same halakha. You still need to have 3 to be a base up. Still, you still look at it as if it's a regular tree, even though it doesn't produce much. It's old, it's dried up. But Lamaisa, as long as it's still alive, it's considered one of the trees. You need 3 trees in order to be matir until Atzeres, until Shavuos, to be able to plow. So therefore, it goes on what they are rather than what they can produce. So the Gemara, Sichame, let's go see from the Braisa. The tia shini deris kuzakena. If you have an tia that looks like a zakena, looks like it's a tree that produces, it's a mature tree. Atos and London zakena. You treat it as a zakena, as you know, as a regular elon. Atomat, the tia main esser. You're just finished saying zakhar tzastira. You're just saying that an tia still requires esser, even if it produces like a regular tree. You still go by the halakha of the Mishnah that it's considered it's an tia. It's an tia, and you have to have 10. Yet we see in the Braisa here says very clearly that the tia she knew is kizakena. You give it a din of a zakena. The chara we have a stira in brises. So Gemara says amrachuna no ma'ein esser. What does it mean when it says ma'ein esser? What does it mean when the Braisa says that it's considered main aser? She'en atiyah el main shalosh. It means that there is no situation where the natiyah is equal main shalach shalosh. So the toima shalosh natiyah she'en osin kazosh shakenos she'osos. You should not mistakenly say that 3 natiyahs that produce like 3 trees is a din of 3 trees, is a din of 3, and therefore you can plow the entire base saw. So you would think that since it produces that much, it's be considered like a tree. So the Bryce is telling you, no, it's not. It's main show. It does not have a status. Even if you have 3 zakenos, 3 nitios that produce like 3 zakenos, it's still not a din of 3. It's still blyped a din of 10. And therefore, you have to have 10 in order to be able to be considered that you can go and plow until Shavuos. So the Gemara says, so we see the other way. The same thing the other way as well. If you have the, what about the other way around? What about mature trees? So the Gemara says, the Kavasi, similarly, the Braisa says that you have mature trees that if it's a zakenos, but they don't produce very much, that the halacha still applies by 3. Shalosh zakenos, osos, shalosh natiyos, ein and osos. These trees that do not produce like 3 saplings are nothing to produce at all. We look at the same thing, halacha. We don't look at them as what they produce. Look at them as what they are, and therefore the same halacha applies. The Braisa is telling you, don't read it different than the Mishnah and the halacha. You can only go ahead and do it, and it doesn't have a din. You can't go ahead and treat it more than halacha is. You're only allowed to do it if it's nothing, and it's not, if it's on 2 trees. If you have 10, then you could go and treat it until Rosh Hashanah, you're able to go do it. You treat it like natiyos, but otherwise it would be considered also. According to this, you have to go tell us the pshat. Etiyah main eser. If you have an etiyah that has main eser, that corresponds to 10, and a skeda main shalosh, and a zakena, that mature tree, that even if it doesn't produce anything, but it has 3, that's the halacha that we say requires, that's how much you'll be able to plow. We don't change the fact of what they get, what they produce, is what, how many they are, is what status, what they are, status. If it's a zakena or an etiyah, that's the status. That's the status, not anything more of how many we go by. So the Mishnah that we have rested the government throws it to say to a field of reeds is the din of a field of grain. You can only plow it until Pesach, you can't plow it more. A field of reeds is not considered a field of trees, it's considered a field of thing you can't plow. That we said in Halacha is only regarding the din of 2 batei saw. But since you have 2 batei saw, that's the halacha does not qualify to a tree. But if a maisa, in order to be considered, but instead, halacha would be again, if you have a case where you have 10 reeds in 1 batei saw, it does not make it into din of netios, and if it doesn't require 10 batei saw. And if halacha would be, still only could do a pesach, you don't have to shvuas, it doesn't change the status of what it is. The Gemara said, that's the lashon of the braisa. Right, so let's say double the Shmuel. This is not called, this argued Shmuel. The Shmuel said, Basu and Shura. As long as when they form a line, they make a Shura of trees. So what do you mean, the fact that we say that they're not, but it's the same, if the look is, if they, we say that they're considered, they can plow only in that area, then we say, Shmuel say the look would be that if you have 3 trees, look, I'll be a sale of 3 trees, Basu and Shura, they form a line, it's still a din, it's a din of a saga. So that's the look of the dinner. He replied, it's considered a din of trees. So therefore, the ground around them is also included in the sale. It becomes part of the sale. So the Machari, how do we miyashik that with what the Bryce is saying? So what the Mishnah is saying, what the Bryce is saying. Shmuel's halacha was where the trees are distributed throughout a whole beisah. Then we look at the field as if it's full, and there we say it's a din of a base of a din of a complete beisah, and therefore you're able to go ahead and the land's included, and you can go ahead and plow the whole thing. But over in the Mishnah, it's not the case of Shmuel. Here, all the netios are in one place, so you can't say that because they're all in one place and consecrated in one place in the field, you can't go ahead and say therefore the entire field you're able to plow, because that's not for the trees, that's for the rest of the field. It's a very large field. You can't say it's included with them, and therefore you're only allowed to go. The Marfuld explains, only allowed to plow in the area where the saplings are. But the rest of the thing would not be clearly preparing the land for Shvias, which would be considered Aser. And Shmuel's not talking about such a case. The only halakha of Shmuel is only in a case when it's completed, the whole field. So the entire field is considered like one. And therefore, you have to plow. We give you the right to plow until Shavuos, but until Atzeres. But if it's going to be in one spot, then we don't allow you to do, though, only in that area, we don't allow you to plow. We don't give you the hat to do the whole thing. But that clearly looks like you're doing it for Shemitah, for the Shvias, and therefore would not allow you to do that. That's Miyashi, the steer between Shmuel's halakha and the halakha of the Mishnah.